pinky ring worth about 250. Two-tone my Lambo, that's drippy. Bottle after bottle, now she's tipsy. Can't trust these hoes cause they iffy. Yeah, Chris Brown, it's a bit iffy, isn't he? I mean, I did a thing about forgiveness last week. So, you know, by some accounts, they were hitting each other, and him and Rihanna, but it's a bit iffy, isn't it? I'll tell you why it's a bit iffy. We tend to forgive people only when they're good. You know, Chris Brown is very good at music. You know, he beats up his girlfriend, we forgive him. He can get on with his life, you know. Terry, the pub singer, beats up his girlfriend. He's never allowed to sing in the pub ever again, is he? The ultimate example, of course, of this is Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson could have sex with children, for all we knew, you know. As ridiculous as it sounds, he could have had sex with children. Could have hypothetically have had sex with children, and we'd still carry on listening to his music, wouldn't we? And this just proves how good Michael Jackson's music is. And that's the new benchmark, isn't it, for the arts? A lot of people want to be the best, but I want to go one better than that. It's like Lord Lucan. What a romantic story. Where is he? The dashing Lord Lucan. Where is he? What a mystery. What a romantic mystery. It's not romantic, is it? He's just killed the nanny. He just killed the nanny, fucked off and jumped into the sea. There's no mystery, is there? It's not romantic, but people pretend that it's romantic because he's the dashing lord, you know. If it was Terry, again, from down the pub, who would kill the landlord because he banned him from the Friday night karaoke, there would be no celebration, would there? No films, no wonder. Be like, fucking hell, Terry, Jesus, man. Talk about overreaction. So that's the benchmark for me, you know. Being the best isn't good enough anymore. I want to be so good at comedy that I kill someone. I hand myself in, I do my 15, 20 years in prison. Because that's the punishment, apparently, for killing someone. You lose 15 to 20 years of your life. Or, like Leslie Grantham, British actor, killed a taxi driver, got 10 years. You know? And again, we all let him off, didn't we? Come on, a soap opera, Leslie. We all let him off because he's such a good actor. 10 years. 10 years for taking a life. It's a slightly lesser punishment than, you know, than for an offensive tweet, isn't it? You get at least 10 years for an offensive tweet, don't you? Never allowed to work again after an offensive tweet. Anyway, 10 to 20 years later, after killing someone, the ambition is I come back into comedy and then I sell out shows. Because that's the benchmark, isn't it? That's the new benchmark. That proves I'm at Michael Jackson's level. People will say, oh, that Nathan Cassidy. He may have killed the taxi driver. He was also his nanny. He may have beaten up Rihanna, but fuck me, all is forgiven. When he ends a joke with a punchline, and that's how I lost my job as a bus driver. All is forgiven. That punchline is so fucking good. I forgive all your sins. You gotta have a goal, guys. And that is mine. Even though it is a bit, you know, as I say, fucking iffy. Lots of love.